the history interview for Dr. Marshall, 1913-1945, I'm interviewing a Mrs. Lottie Townley. Is that correct? Yes.
It is, it's
correct. Okay. And, could you please state your date of birth?
August 30th, 1970.
Okay. And that means you're currently how old?
76.
And, your occupation when you was working?
The housewife and mother.
Okay. what's your current mailing address right now?
We're at 2 Box 80, probably.
Okay. Do you remember your mother and father's names?
My dad was Grover Cleveland Chaffin. My mother was Janella Chaffin.
Okay. And where have you lived throughout most of your life? Places?
Well, I lived in Marion County, Fayette County, but I've lived in Walker County longer than the other place.
Okay, and that's where you currently reside.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and dealing with education, how far did you go up the, quote, educational ladder?
Through the 11th grade.
11th grade. And what religion are you or do you have a religion?
Church of Christ.
Okay, what's your current family status? Like, married, divorced, widowed?
Well, I'm widowed.
Widowed, okay. And how big is the size of your family? How many children did you have?
I have 5 children.
Okay, and what were their names?
Betty Ruth, you need the married name
now? No, the maiden name is fine.
Betty Ruth, Billy Ray, Allie Mae, Brenda Gay, and Rita Kay.
Okay. How old is your oldest child? Do you know?
Betty is 55.
And your youngest?
41, I believe.
41, okay. Okay, let's go back to the size of your family when you was growing up. How big was your family that you was raised in?
I came from a family of 6.
6, and I take it you had brothers and sisters?
I had 3 brothers and 2 sisters.
And what were their names?
My oldest brother was Judson Chaffin, and Thomas Chaffin, Glenn Chaffin, and my older sister was Alice Chaffin, and I'm the middle one, and a younger one, Bill Chaffin.
Okay. And are all of them still living?
My older brother is still.
Okay, and that is his name?
Judson Chaffin.
Okay. Okay, let's start with your childhood. You're born in 1917. I'm going to make this real simple and plain and as honest as you can get. And if you can't remember, that's fine too. What is your earliest childhood memory? The very first thing you can remember? Anything? Playing, working, seeing a little sister being born, anything? Take your time.
I can't remember what the very first childhood memory was, but there were quite a few memories of.
Okay, any memory.
I remember riding in the wagon with my dad, riding to the field and back. And sometimes he would let us ride the mule to the house with his plow. And we would go in the woods and gather chestnuts and wild grapes and things like that when I was little. Just a lot of things that was done on the farm that was.
Did you live around any other kids that you played with or anything?
We wasn't that close to other families because my dad only farmed, and the farms wasn't that close together. They were kind of far apart.
When you was young, say, I don't know, 5 years old, did you always hear it when about how hard it was back then, how hard the work was and stuff? Say you're a young child, 5, 6, I'm sure you couldn't work the fields, but did they have you always doing some kind of work, or did you, you know, do you stay around the house and play most of the time?
Well, I had to carry water to the field part of the time.
Okay.
To the other members of the family that was working.
Mm-hmm.
And the smaller ones were always sent to the house to get water to bring to the field.
Okay. Okay. So you had a family of 6. Okay, this is a, you're being raised, let's say before you was 10 years old. What was your family's economic status? What would you consider? Would you consider your family poor, rich, middle class? How would you consider your family?
I'd say they were poor.
Poor, okay. You keep talking about farming. So y'all lived in roughly a rural area, with not a lot of people around you?
Rural areas. My dad was a farmer.
Okay.
And he only farmed or worked at it. He worked at a sawmill a little while, maybe. And he would hire out and maybe help a neighbor at times.
Okay.
And that was our living.
Okay. Did he farm and sell it, or farm and eat it, or both?
Well, we sold cotton. We raised cotton and sold cotton. But we raised our shirt and the vegetables we canned, and dried fruit. Just everything that you could raise on the farm to eat was what we lived on.
But you did sell cotton?
Sold the cotton. And sometimes we would have syrup to sell.
Okay, but you didn't sell any vegetables, did you?
Not in those days, we didn't. We just used them at home.
Did you ever pick any of the cotton when you got old?
Oh, yes, I picked lots of cotton.
Tell me about that.
Well, it's hard on your back. And sometimes you would have a big, long pick sack you would pull along behind you. That was easier than just a short sack, because the short sack, you would have to carry the whole load on your back.
Mm-hmm.
But the long sack would drag the ground, and that took pressure off your back.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that was old enough had to work in the field and pick cotton.
Okay. Did your dad take it to a mill to get it processed, or did he do it all by himself, or did he have his own gin?
No, he had to haul it to a gin.
Okay.
At one time, I remember there was a gin at Beaverton, or maybe a gin at Ewing, Alabama, to haul it to.
Okay.
It would usually be a day's work to haul the cotton to the gin and get it ginned and get back home. It would take a day for him to go and come and get the cotton. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you said y'all were poor. Okay. Did you ever go without? I know you had to work without your wants, but did you ever have to go without your needs sometimes? And if so, you know, what did you have to do without? If not, you know, if you didn't, so you always had everything
you
needed.
Well, we had plenty to eat, and my mother was a good hand to sew, and she practically made the clothes, or all the girls' clothes.
Okay.
And actually, we didn't go hungry, but we didn't have everything, I guess, that we would like. I mean, we would like to have had, I'm sure, from that.
Okay, let's talk about, you lived in a poor household. Can you tell me anything about, say, appliances? Maybe the TV, a car maybe? Anything like that? Did you have any of the state-of-the-art items at the time?
No.
I don't even know. What were the state-of-the-art items at the time? I don't know.
The items for washing was a wash pot. That you heated your water and boiled your clothes in a tub with a rub board over it. you got over the rub board and
but
room.
You didn't have one of them.
We did have
okay,
one.
Okay, you did
yeah,
have
we
one.
Did have that.
Okay.
But we never had a car. My dad never owned a car.
Okay, so we rode on a horse, a mule?
The wagon, the horse, and the buggy. Had a buggy part at the time. But when the family went along, it was in the wagon.
Okay. Did you have a toilet?
Yeah, we had an outdoor toilet.
So you had an outhouse there.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't have running water?
No running water. No, we had this well that had a windlass to it that you let your bucket down and it, you take and turn it and bring the rope back over.
You don't see them in much today.
A pulley of a thing and draw your water up that way.
Is the water clean?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, it was real soft water, freestone water.
I never understood how those worked. Seemed like they'd be all muddy.
Well, I'll tell you, I got knocked in the head with a windlass one time. You would know that ever happened to you.
Tell me about
you
that.
You said a memory. We were playing hide and seek, us kids were, and I hid behind the well, which was just a little straight up wooden structure that I barely could hide behind. And my sister and brother, one came to draw water, and they was having to turn the windlass loose and let it fly, they'd say.
Mm-hmm, I know someone.
And so it hit me in the head, and I was knocked out for a little while.
Oh, really?
But I came to.
Did y'all have a... How about a radio? Did y'all have a radio?
At that time, we didn't have no radio. Did well, in fact, I didn't have a radio until after I was married.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? My goodness, that was 20 years after they came up.
Mm-hmm. It's a long time.
Well, how did y'all get y'all's news and information back then, your family?
We had we'd write letters occasionally, and then we had a paper would come out once ever so often. But the letter writing was the main source of information that we heard from my grandmother, and I always write letters back and forth.
Well, during all this time, so basically y'all were consumed with self-survival rather than, say, the nation as a whole, because y'all didn't get a lot of information.
That's true.
Okay.
It was just, you say, we were self-survival, I guess is what you'd call it.
Okay. Okay, this is just pretty much a simple question. Would you say you had a happy childhood?
Yes, I'd say my childhood was pretty happy. We were happy as a family, and the children played together. Us children played together and were happy, I'd say.
Okay. Do you remember what elementary school you went to? What's the name?
There was a little school out in the country, and they call it Seven Oaks. Seven Oaks, and then later I went to Beaverton School.
That's elementary.
That's elementary.
Do you remember what high school you went to?
Well, Walker County High School.
Okay.
High school I went to.
Okay. Did you ever get to participate in any after school activities, like sports or beauty pageants or anything like
that? No, I was never in anything like that. But when I went to high school, our bus driver played football, and we had to wait till they had the football games in the afternoon. Then we had to wait till he played football before we could ride the bus home.
Oh, really? Okay. I'm really not familiar with this, but I understand a lot of kids who had parents that had farms back in the yesteryears. During spring, they got out for planting season or something like that? They got out early for school or didn't go to school during spring? Is that true in your case?
That was true lots of cases. That the older children would have to drop out of school sometimes to help get the planting started. But I never had to do that. It was usually the boys that did plowing and all that would have to do that.
So your brothers did that?
Well, my older brother. I'd say my older brother did it.
Why didn't your younger brother have to?
Well, he was the oldest, and he was the one who did did the plowing more so than younger ones did.
Okay.